The body of 24-year-old U.S. Army Specialist Mitchell Dayling arrived Wednesday morning at Barron's Air National Guard Airport in Westfield, and shortly after 10:30 was transported through downtown Pittsfield to the Derry Funeral Home. A long line of supporters gathered along South Street and North Street, many holding American flags. Sheila Kalinowski, a Pittsfield resident, stood with family members in Pittsfield's Park Square. She said she wanted to bring her children to the procession to show them the level of community support on display.
You know, it's a huge sacrifice to go over there and not make it home. And, you know, a family has given their son, their loved one. You know, the country's lost a soldier. And I think it's important to bring the kids out, you know, for the next generation to show them how important it is and, you know, what a huge sacrifice it is. It's just important.
In uniform was Larry Brothers, senior vice commander of the Dalton American Legion Post 155.
It makes chills run up and down my spine to see so many people turn out. And I think this is what we should do. We should have done it for the Vietnam veterans when they came home too, but we didn't. And that's why there's so much resentment. Those veterans didn't get treated the way they should have been. I think this is fabulous.
Kathy Mickle of the Heart at Home Committee helped encourage the turnout in Pittsfield.
It's so appreciated because it is something that's really important for the family to know that their sacrifice is acknowledged and that we support them and our country.
As the procession passed by, supporters showed their respect by waving flags but remained quiet. The hearse was led through Pittsfield by a Massachusetts State Police cruiser, a Dalton Police cruiser, and riders with the Patriot Guard, a group of veteran motorcycle riders that honors fallen U.S. military personnel. As the crowd was dispersing, Adam DeMarsico of North Adams, brother of Private First Class Michael DeMarsico, who was killed last year in Afghanistan, said that the procession hit close to home.
It's just, you know, heartbreaking to watch it all over again because it happened once and now you're going through it again. It's not easy.
But DeMarsico also said he was happy to see the support offered for Mitchell Dayling and his family.
It put a smile on my face that hasn't been there since that happened. And then I felt good because you get all these hugs walking down the street because everybody knows who you are now, and it felt good.
Calling hours will be held Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at St. Agnes Church in Dalton. A funeral with full military honors for Specialist Michael Dayling will be held Friday, also at St. Agnes, at 11 a.m. Dayling was killed along with two of his fellow soldiers by an improvised explosive device. Dayling served with the 3rd Battalion, 41st Infantry Regiment, 1st Brigade Combat Team, 1st Armored Division from Fort Bliss, Texas. In addition to family and friends, guests are scheduled to include U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Congressman Richard Neal, and State Secretary of Veterans Services Coleman Nee. Dayling's body will be brought to Lewiston, Idaho, to be buried alongside his grandfather, Kenneth J. Sander. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.